a place just down there, two streets. Baby, they don't ask you no questions and give you clean sheets.
Welcome to the Fuck Shop!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CanCast episode number 264. A very special episode, Wombat.
I wait all year for this episode.
You don't really wait for it. It just happens every year.
Well, yeah, but it happens once a year. And technically, I kind of wait in the sense that I don't really move from this spot.
Right. And you never think about it.
And I think about it starting like a week ago.
Wow, a whole week ago? Well, I started thinking about it this morning, so.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
No, that's not true. Shipwreck, of course, we are talking about our favorite games of 2011.
Ba 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 ba.
Right, not the best games, but our favorite games, since we freely admit that we have not played every game.
So not quite.
Well, Shipwreck maybe has.
No, I haven't, because one game took up a lot of time here lately. So
Shipwreck has a sickness, and that sickness is called bone rot. What is that? No, not bone rot. Skyrim. Yeah, he's just always playing. Every time if I turn on my Xbox 6 in the morning, Shipwreck playing Skyrim. Doesn't matter. 9 a.m. Skyrim.
All Skyrim. It's pretty much my life right now. It's go to work, coach girls basketball, and any other time it's Skyrim.
You're shooting arrows into people's faces.
No knees.
I'm progressing past that a little bit now because I'm at 100 on archery now.
Right. What is the mem? I couldn't be bothered to look up what that means. The shot in the knee.
Did you call it a mem?
Mame.
Meme.
Mame.
Meme.
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 There's a guy that said that. I think he's part of the companions.
I used to be an adventurer just like you.
Yeah.
But then I took an arrow to the knee.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
That's all it is.
Dumb.
Yep.
I thought people were actually getting shot in the knees repeatedly, and it was going to look funny with techno music over it.
You can watch a video of people shooting people in the knee. Okay. Techno music over it.
I could.
That YouTube video does exist.
So I wasn't wrong. That was just something else.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Understood. So I was telling Wombat before we started the show, since Wombat, I guess we put it on Wombat this year to put together the...
You didn't put it on me. I volunteered.
You volunteered. You put it upon yourself.
To do this.
Shipwreck normally writes up this big, huge spreadsheet of every game.
Which I actually thought he would do again, but that's a whole other.
See, that's Skyrim.
That's Skyrim. That has nothing to do with me. The checklist is separate from the category list.
Oh, okay. Well, I have that one for me. I just didn't put it together for you guys.
You didn't, but you put together a list of every game that came out in 2011?
It's pretty close.
And you didn't share it with us?
No. I didn't know we were doing that.
Shipwreck was too busy. So here's the thing now. You got to read deep into this. So Shipwreck, obviously, he was going to make the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrim is powerful, but it's not that powerful. But it is powerful enough to take up extra time from Shipwreck to send us the sheet.
That's about right.
Is that what happened?
We do these awards after the year is over.
Okay.
So I haven't finished playing games yet this year.
Awards are premature, is what you're saying.
They're a little bit premature for us. Usually we're doing these in like mid-January or February.
No, I think we did it. When did we do it last year, Cheapy? You've pulled the list before.
It was January, actually.
Was it January?
Well, at least whenever you put up the post, Shipwreck.
Yeah, I think we did it probably like a week from now. I think it was the second to last week of December.
So, Shipwreck, are you saying that these awards are a lie?
They may be, because I'm still going to play a few more games. I haven't gotten around to playing Uncharted 3 yet. And that could very well crack an award here for me.
Wombat? What's happening? My world is unraveling.
Don't say this to me. You guys have had over a week.
Shipwreck doesn't talk to anybody anymore because he's just playing Skyrim.
Just say, don't pin this on me.
You can't get in touch with
Shipwreck
right now.
If you didn't want to do it, I was perfectly prepared.
All I'm saying is that I try to contact Shipwreck, and it's like...
You have to reach me by courier.
Seriously. Don't pin this on me. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not pinning it on you. I'm just discussing it with you right now at this moment.
Yeah, well, hey, he should have said something.
We're going to have a great show. It's these are all our favorite games.
This sucks. Sucks for him.
I love all these categories. Let's do this.
I
also think they're good categories.
I said it, like I said before the show, I give Wombat full credit blame for the success failure of the show.
And just a heads up, Shipwreck was right. We did this last year on January 16th.
Right. So maybe we should do this next week.
This is what we have. We're doing this.
We
could do
part two next week.
A follow up. We could do a follow up in the middle of January. And I guarantee you that my list
from December 15th
through January 15th, I guarantee you your list and my list don't change.
Here's the thing now.
I guarantee it.
Let me tell you something. So there's a wild card. I ordered Battlefield 3 finally, and it came yesterday. But of course, I ordered the American. I wasn't paying attention. I ordered the American version, and it's region locked. So I could have played it last night and thought it was the greatest game of the year.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. But I ordered the proper version before I went to bed. So I'll have it today.
Okay. I don't know what you want me to say about that.
I'm just saying, like, that could be, like...
That could be your number three.
Let's get this started. Let's get into it.
Okay, let's get into this. And I think what we should do is we should have... If we feel like it, we can have part two next week.
I think that's fine. I know this may sound crazy, but this isn't really like a formal show we do.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt and socks. The socks are like totally quitting on me, though. They're like basically around my heel. They're so loose they don't stay on while I'm sleeping.
They've quivered.
You sleep in socks?
Yeah, it's cold.
I can't do that.
Don't you have heat?
We don't sleep with the heat on. Only Ty gets heat in our house somehow.
That's weird.
Mrs. Chibi doesn't like the heat because it dries out the room. Only when it gets really cold. It's not as cold as New York or probably...
Buy that bitch a humidifier.
We have a humidifier.
Then what's the problem?
I don't know. It's too noisy, I think.
Seriously, you need to find like some sort of happy medium.
We have this humidifier that looks like a rice cooker. It's basically just a bucket, and you just close the lid and turn it on, and that's it.
Maybe you should buy a better humidifier.
Maybe. But I like the bucket style.
Or a heated mattress pad. That's how we get by.
Really?
We thought about that, but...
Yeah, works great. You don't have to turn the heat on in your house at night, and the bed's warm. As long as you don't combust, it's great. Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing Yeah.
We have to keep the heat on for the kids, but we keep the window open in our bedroom.
I think I'm going to subscribe to Shipwreck's newsletter.
I go for it. Don't burn to death in your sleep.
Hmm. All right. So let's. Should we get started with this? I don't know.
After that kind of introduction, I think everyone's thrilled and excited to hear.
I'm more interested to hear about the gay.com Christmas party that boom Zachalaka wrote in.
There isn't one.
Is it from cost cutting?
No, we had like a luncheon.
A luncheon?
Yeah, it wasn't really all that. It wasn't that thrilling. I'm sorry.
Was Santa there?
No, he was not.
There was even gay Santa or straight Santa.
No, it was just employees eating cheese and crackers and drinking wine. It wasn't really. Yeah, I know. How dare our company have a Christmas party that's very similar to thousands of others?
I thought it would be a little more interesting.
Nope. Sorry.
No, like very Santa and like, you know, like short shorts.
No Santa in short shorts.
With the butt cheeks, you know, cut out.
Nope.
No. All right. All right then. Well, let's get started here.
Now, did you both make a top five?
I did everything that you asked of me. Okay, no more, no less.
Can you tell me, do you have any interesting facts about your top five?
Let's see. I know I wrote it down. Yes, of course I do.
Then tell me something interesting about your top five to entice our listeners.
All the games on my top five list, So this is new for this year, Wombat. This is a new topic.
Yeah, this is...
This
is a whole new setup. I changed everything around.
Incredibly.
I was unhappy with last year's Game of the Year show.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? There's two kinds of people in this world. There's complainers and there's fixers.
Right.
And I don't want to be a complainer. I want to be a fixer.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hand it over to you then. Right now.
You're kind of a complainer, though.
I am mostly a complainer. 2012 is the year I'm the fixer.
So you're getting an early start.
I'm getting a head start. I'm seeing how the shoe fits.
Okay.
Just like these awards are early.
I'm making sure that my socks aren't quivered.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what are we doing? Okay. An interesting thing about my top five list.
Yeah, tell me.
All but one of them are multi-platform games.
That is interesting. You know, all five of my games are multi-platform.
Okay, see, that's even more interesting. I just gave you an interesting thing.
No, that was one of my interesting things.
Oh, it was.
I have one more interesting thing. You can hit me up with one more.
I bet you I know what it is.
Okay, you tell me. What's my other interesting thing?
You're taking the number four game on your list, and you're rubbing it on your nipples right now.
That is actually true. I actually have the disc out, and I'm turning, you know, the little hole in the center?
Around your nipple?
Around. It kind of feels weird, right. But yet I kind of like it.
Right. So I don't have any more interesting things.
Chipwreck, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
All but one of mine have the letter R in the title.
No, that's not that interesting. Nipples?
They're all sequels.
That's a really interesting fact also. They're all sequels. My games, none of them have competitive multiplayer, and only one of them has has an online mode, and that's like one co-op mode.
I see.
I thought that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. That is.
I played very little online anything this year.
Right.
I think having a kid kind of
makes it harder.
Yeah, although I did get the Arkham City, whatever, the Gotham City Imposters. I had the beta for that sitting on my Xbox.
And that's your number five game?
No, I haven't played
what, that. Wait, you just completely lost. Like, what train of thought got us to that point?
I haven't played any multiplayer online games, but I have one today that I'll probably start, you know. But it wouldn't count for this year anyway because the game isn't out.
It would count for part two of the awards show.
Exactly. That would be for part two for next year when it's actually out.
Right.
Anyway, we'll start with you, GPD, the host of the show.
Yes.
What is your fifth favorite game of 2011?
All right. Well, my number five game, which is fueled by Audible audiobooks, by the way, and Mountain Dew, is Batman Arkham City.
Interesting choice.
Which is probably not on Shipwreck's list, and I'm going to say it's number four on your list, but you don't have to answer yet. But, you know, I this is one of those games where I just blew through it, you know, where I was having so much fun with it, where I just sat down, I said, you know, this game is going to be finished in probably, like, for me, you know, maybe four or five sittings. Shipwreck probably even less if he played it. But
I haven't played it yet.
You haven't?
It's one of the games I hope to play over Christmas.
Right. For part two.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of the uniqueness is gone in the sequel, and a lot of the wow factor, I guess, too, is gone. I mean, they've added some more with the gliding in the city, the way you travel through the city because it's more open. But I guess the initial awesomeness is just gone from that game. But mm-hmm. I still liked it a lot. And that's, I guess, why it's at the bottom of my top games list, my favorite games list. But
no, I totally get that. And I agree with you 100%. It's not that the game isn't amazing. It's an amazing game. But the first game was unlike anything I had ever seen before. This is a game that's just like that game I played that was unlike anything I had ever seen before.
Yeah, I think if this was the first Batman game, if there was no Arkham Asylum, this game would definitely be higher up on my list. I don't know. It would probably be one or two on my list. You know, but it just, that's not the way it went. But I don't know. I almost thought about buying the costumes last night. I almost did it. When I put in that Battlefield 3 and it was region locked, I was like, fuck. But no. So all right, so do I need to say anything more? I don't know.
No, you do not. No, that's you did very well.
Okay. Thank you.
We're all proud.
Thank you.
Shipwreck, what is your fifth favorite game of 2011?
It is Super Mario 3D Land.
Mm-hmm. Boo boo.
Yeah. That's what he says. That's it. That's
and whee!
That's just it's a really good Mario game. I like it better than I wasn't a big fan of the Galaxy games. I know everybody loves those, and I can appreciate that everybody loves those, but they just weren't my thing. And this one feels more like a 2D classic style Mario game that just happens to be in three dimensions. I like the bite-sized levels. It only takes like 2 minutes to get through a level, but there's still lots of like secrets, and you got to find all the hidden three coins and everything. It's just a really good game, and there's a lot of gameplay in there if you want to unlock everything. So it makes a 3DS worth it.
It's your favorite 3DS game by far.
Oh yeah, by far.
So it's the only 3DS game in your top five list?
Spoilers.
Yeah, or do you guys have any 3DS games in your top five list?
My top four are all 3DS games.
I don't have a 3DS to have them, to have them in my list.
Right.
But now it's time for my fifth favorite game of 2011. And I picked Bastion for XBLA or PC. And now you can even play it through Chrome. You could buy it through Chrome and play it that way.
Wow.
I'm doing it right now.
Are you? Are you going to do that right now?
No, not right now.
No.
Tell me why you like that game.
I like that game. It took me completely by surprise. I wasn't expecting to like it. I reviewed it for the site, and the way it tells its story, I really enjoyed the narrator and how that that worked within the game. I like the game style. I'm a big fan of hack and slash games, and this was just the right amount of hack and slash. I like the weapon upgrade system. I just thought it was a very interesting, unique take on the genre, on the storytelling, and for a downloadable game, for a smaller game, it was very well made, and I just really enjoyed it, and it thoroughly took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting to like that game as much as I did, and I highly recommend it for everyone to try and play at some point if you haven't yet, because you're really missing out.
As our hero drones on about Bastion and his fifth favorite game of 2010, the other two hosts get bored. No, that's good. That's a good choice. I just couldn't get into it. I only played about an hour of it, and then I could see why somebody would like it a lot, but somehow for me, it got pushed back by other games. Did you play it?
I played through the whole thing. Yeah, I played through the whole thing and just, I don't know. It never really hooked me.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it didn't have the things that I wanted in a action RPG. I think that's pretty much it.
Like, it didn't have Skyrim in it?
The loot system in that game is just not very exciting to me.
And see, but I kind of
I know
of
that's not what
it
does
it
well, but...
Yeah.
Right. You like more like a Wild Wild West type situation where you could find just anything. Yeah, me too, actually. Maybe that was it. That was it. Maybe that's why it didn't hook me as well.
I usually do, and there was something about this system that I enjoyed, maybe because it wasn't... Because I think at that time I'd been playing a lot of loot games, and this was a nice change from that in a similar style.
You just like that the narrator talked about your loot.
Yes, I enjoyed that too.
All right. What else we got here?
Here, this is another new topic for 2011. What is your favorite game from 2010 that you played in 2011?
All right. I don't want to go first this time.
Okay, Shipwreck, what was your favorite game from 2010 played in 2011?
Fueled by Dew.
Fueled by Dew. If you have one.
I honestly could not come up with one.
Wait a minute. I
don't know what game that I didn't play in 2010 that I played in 2011.
Really?
I can't think of one. Like, I played some more Rock Band in 2011. I played some more Dance Central in 2011. But I don't think there was a single game that I skipped last year that I just played this year.
Wow. Shipwreck's busy, though. First of all, I mean, not even just with Skyrim, but with every playing all as many games as possible. How many games did you play this year?
It's somewhere between 115 and 120, I think, so far.
Is that less than last year? That seems less.
That's less than last year.
Because of Skyrim.
That's exactly what it is.
Skyrim has just affected Shipwreck's life a lot, Wombat. I mean,
I know. He sunk, what, 160 hours into it?
No.
No, not that much yet. I think like 110 or so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm head of all the guilds. I got that going for me. I got, I'm almost done with the Civil War, and then I just have to finish up the rest of the story, and then I play more of it.
Awesome, awesome. So this is, what am I doing now? This is the favorite game for 2010, played in 2011.
Did you get a chance to dip into your backlog in 2011? And if so, did you enjoy the game you played?
Yes, and it is Rock Band 3, actually.
There you go.
Rock Band 3 is actually one of my favorite games of all time, I've decided. Just entirely because of the keyboard implementation. I don't even think I've played any of the songs on any of the other instruments, and I have all the other instruments. I just love that fucking keyboard peripheral. I think it's the greatest thing. As somebody who like to fake play the piano at home growing up, and not so much now, but growing up, this is just like the ultimate way to do that. Because it, you know, you don't have to be great at reading music or even know how to read music, actually. And it's, you know, the fact that they've kept the DLC going the entire year. Like, I've bought a lot of DLC for that game this year. And it's a testament to the guys still supporting the game, and the fact that it's definitely the greatest music game of all time, and one of the greatest games of all time. So there.
You sure showed me.
I don't think there's any other game that didn't come out this year that I put so much time into, and I think it's going to be the same for next year. So what's yours?
I put down, and it's funny because this is a game I actually started in December of 2010, but I finished it in 2011 and then played all the DLC in 2011. And that's the first Dragon Age, Dragon Age Origins and Dragon Age Origins Awakenings, which I really liked Awakenings, like a ton.
Nice.
Dragon Age.
Are you sure?
The first Dragon Age Awakenings I played in January of 2011.
Huh. Because you played Dragon Age 2 as well, right?
I played Dragon Age 2. This is what I did. And you could call me a crazy person, but I sunk in 70 hours of Dragon Age and followed it up with another 30 hours of Dragon Age 2 in a clip. There was no game break between that. So I don't know. You could do whatever you want with that information. I'm sorry, 42 hours.
Silent about it.
I put 42 hours into Dragon Age 2. I looked it up. So 68 hours into Dragon Age Origins, which led directly into Dragon Age 2 for another 40 hours.
Right.
So 100 hours in Dragon Age gamage. But so that's my pick. If you have not picked up that pack, that Game of the Year edition that has all the DLC, which I think you get now for like $30. Sometimes
you should
cheaper.
Probably just skip it and get Skyrim.
Right. That's what I did.
You could just skip it and get Skyrim. But no, I really enjoyed the first Dragon Age game.
You liked it better than the second one.
I did, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. Take it away.
Now, here's my question for you, GPD.
Yes.
What was your fourth favorite game of 2011?
Let's see here. My number four game, which is fueled by, I don't know, what is it fueled by? RoboCop's urine. How about that? And that's a good name for a soft drink, like an energy drink.
RoboCop's urine?
It does have some imagery to it. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out whether it's synthetic. Like,
see, I just pulled that out of my
oil?
Ass.
Would it be kind of like a black oily kind of?
I think it would look like Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Fluorescent yellow.
Yeah, I picture some like antifreeze.
Antifreeze, yeah. He probably has to urinate to keep his, you know, his human side alive because he eats. I don't know if he drinks. I don't think he ever drinks though.
Well, he eats baby food, and that's got a high liquid.
Right, right. Yeah. Somebody look into that. So my number four game, fueled by RoboCop's urine, is Driver San Francisco, which is an awesome game. And it's even for people who don't typically like driving games, that they can, or racing games, that they would enjoy this. The mechanic, the shifting mechanic where you can just, I guess you would occupy any car. You just jump from one car to another via mind power and control it is just very unique and fun. Most of all, it's fun. You know, you can be in a race and take control of a, you know, an oil tanker and just drive it over into the oncoming traffic and take out your opponents. It's fun. And the story is good. The writing is, it's funny. The voice acting is good. It's a quality game. Even the multiplayer is good. I put a lot of time into it. Definitely, I would recommend. Neither of you guys played it, right?
No.
I have it. I haven't played it yet.
It's really fun.
I have not played it.
It's really fun. I highly recommend it to anybody, especially now where I'm sure you can find it for $20 to $30. There's a lot of gameplay in there. And if you like cars at all, then forget about it. It's awesome. You know, if you like Top Gear, if you like Top Gear, you will like Driver San Francisco. I can guarantee it. So yeah, that's me. Who's next?
Shipwreck, what is your fourth favorite game of 2011?
Mortal Kombat. It's Mortal Kombat.
Bum 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 bum.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. It's a really good game. The thing I like the best about Mortal Kombat, which I'm a big Mortal Kombat fan to begin with, it's always been my favorite fighting game, but they get it right in that I want to play a fighting game against the computer. That's I'm a solo player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go online and play fighting games against other people very often because it's no fun. It's no fun to get beat up all the time.
Right.
But they made this game like a 20-hour single-player experience where it had a storyline that was actually pretty well done.
Yep.
And then it had that huge tower that you went through with all the challenges, and it had the crypt to open up all the extra costumes and everything.
I liked how it made you switch up the characters during the story mode, so it forced you to play other characters and learn their moves. And of course, then it's fun. It keeps it interesting to switch it up.
Yeah, and it had a good roster of characters too. Like, there was a lot of different fighting styles in there. And they didn't like throw in any like goofy, like unnecessary mechanics. It felt like the old Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 style of mechanics.
Right.
So they just did a really good job on it. And there was some good DLC too with the Freddy Krueger character and the three other characters that they added. So
can you name any of those three other characters?
There was Blind Dude. Wasn't he one of the guys?
Blind Dude, yep. Was there a dude who wears red? Or was that the Blind Dude?
You got to know his name. The point is, do you know his name?
Kenshi? I think his name's Kenshi.
Maybe. I don't
know. Kimchi? Kimchi?
And then there was Girl DLC character.
Right. Rain?
That was Scarlet.
No. Scarlet. Rain was one of the other characters.
Rain's in the game.
Right? Scarlet, yeah, is red, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
She's the red one, right?
She is the red one that was a mistake in the old Mortal Kombat 2 arcade machines, I think.
Ah, okay.
So she was a character that everybody thought existed, and she didn't, and they finally put her in a game. So, yay.
Nice. Well, that's a good choice. I would have – actually, I thought about Mortal Kombat because what I do is I look up all my times, the gameplay times on Raptor to see just, you know, what I did over the last year. And I did. I put a lot of time into Mortal Kombat, and I wound up lending it to a friend of mine, and he never gave it back. So that's why I never finished the single player. But yeah, good choice.
Yeah, I put 21 hours into it on the 360. I'm not sure how much I have it for both 360 and PS3 because the PS3 had Kratos.
Right.
So I got both versions, and I put 21 hours into the 360. I probably put another 15 or so into the PS3 version. So.
Yeah, I think I did like 14 or something like that.
I may have put in 15. I don't even think it was that much.
All right, what's next?
That would be my number four pick of the year, and that's going to Portal 2.
I see.
Portal 2. It was a very close choice between my number four and number three pick. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm putting the number four as Portal 2. I thought it was great. I thought it was better than the first one. I think it improved on everything there. And what I even liked more about it was it really did enhance this fiction within this game, where having conversations with, you know, having online conversations with Shipwreck after I finished that game, going over all the conspiracy theories and figuring things out that I won't spoil for those who haven't played the game, added so much to that experience that it was easily one of the best video game playing experiences I've ever had.
You just gave away your pick for best instant message chat after I finished the game award.
Yes, that would be Portal 2 as well. Yeah. Hmm. But no, that game was incredible. I know Shipwreck played it. Did you ever finish it, GP?
I didn't. I didn't. You know, I played some of the co-op and I played some of the single player. It didn't suck me in somehow. I finished the first one, but I don't know. It didn't. It got pushed aside, I think.
Actually, I'd be surprised if this isn't on Shipwreck's list, but I don't know.
But you know, you don't
know. It does have an R in it. It's pretty good. Pretty good indication there.
That is true. So I don't want. Maybe I'll save any further conversation for when it comes up on someone else's list.
All right.
Yes. So, Cheapy, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
What game for you was the biggest surprise of 2011?
I have two games that I wrote down here, so now I guess I have to choose one of them.
You could say two. That's okay. There's no rules here. This is a safe place.
Biggest surprise. I don't like my choices. Someone else go first. Why don't you go first this time, Wombat?
That's fine. The biggest surprise for me this year was Skylanders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really didn't. When the concept on, you know, at face value sounds like the worst thing ever, but in practice, and the fact that the game itself is actually fun, really works, and it's very enjoyable, not just for me, but for my family.
Best game stolen from Wombat by Mrs. Shipwreck?
The best game stolen from Wombat by Mrs. Shipwreck is Skylanders. Sabrina loves those toys, and she loves helping Daddy by, you know, deciding which, you know, she knows if there's a green icon in the top corner of the screen that she needs to find Tree Man and put Tree Man on the portal. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of cool, and it's fun to play that with her, and it's, you know, it's a nice shared experience. So that, for me, is the most surprising game of 2011.
All right. Do I
Shipwreck?
Go now? I'll go now. Okay. I will pick From Dust. I like that game a lot. Xbox Live. I think, was it on PSN? I don't even remember. Was that an Xbox Live only one? I don't know. Someone looked that up.
It might have come later. It was part of the Summer of Arcade, so it at least had some sort of exclusivity there.
But I'm hesitant to call this the biggest surprise game, because I'm not necessarily surprised that I liked it so much, because I was a big fan of Populous and Populous 2 and those types of games. So I guess I didn't really know much about it, and I downloaded it and I liked it a lot and I played it a lot. So, but I don't know if I feel right calling it the biggest surprise. And the other game...
Were you surprised at how much you enjoyed it?
I guess so.
Then it counts.
It did come to PlayStation Network.
It did. Okay. And the other game, I'll tell you the other game that I had on my list here, which I guess is not my choice, which was Trenched, which is the tower defense mech game.
Yeah, it has a different
name
now. Yeah.
Right. Now it's called Iron Brigade, I guess. But I really enjoyed that game. I finished it. I definitely finished it. It was really well done. I love mech. I like a good mech game. And there haven't been a lot of those recently. The last one I think I really liked was Chrome Hounds. But this is really, really solid. So I don't know. There's my one and two picks there, From Dust and Trenched.
I have two picks too.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I can't decide here.
Uh-huh.
And one of them just missed my top five, so I guess we'll start with that one. Resistance 3 was a big surprise for me, because I did not like 1 and two I heard was worse than one, so I didn't even mess with two, really. I think I played some of the beta of two. But Resistance 3, I think it's definitely the best first-person shooter that came out this year. At least for me, it is. The encounters were always great. Like, it has great pacing through it. It looks fantastic. They just did a really good job on it. I'm sure it's in plenty of probably top 10 lists this year, but I don't know. I think it's a really good game, though. I just missed my top five, so I put it as biggest surprise because I was not expecting anything from that game.
Nice.
The other one, my other biggest surprise is Dead Island. Because we played that at E3 and I did not think much of it when we played it.
Right.
But that's just a really well done game. Like it's basically a Skyrim style of game, but in a modern day zombie filled island. And it's just fun to explore. The combat I found pretty engaging, like the way that you could actually use the analog stick to swing instead of just hitting a trigger to swing. And that game looked fantastic too. So
I have both of those games on my Amazon Japan wish lists. I'm just waiting for both of them to get cheap. Now Resistance 3 is at 27. It's dropped 44% since I added it, and Dead Island has dropped 46%. So soon.
I really think you cheapy would like Resistance 3.
Yeah. I'll buy it. Soon. It's going lower. It can go lower. 37 used and new from 2,700 yen. It's a lot of copies there. What else? Where are we?
Sure.
Dead Island 2. I definitely want to get in on both of those at some point, but we shall see.
I'll play some Dead Island with you.
Okay.
Because that's fun in co-op as well.
Will that help me level up quicker?
I think so. It's been a little while. I forget exactly how the leveling works when you play with somebody else, but I'll be able to kill people quickly for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All right. I'll get that then.
Excellent. Sweet. So, Shipwreck, what was your third favorite game of the year?
My third favorite game of the year was Dead Space 2. I loved the first Dead Space, and Dead Space 2 did a whole lot of the same stuff, but it did it better. And there's just, like, even though that game came out in January, February, somewhere in that time frame, there's just so many moments in that game that I can still clearly remember. And the, like, certain levels are very clear in my mind. And it just, Dead Space does a great job of creating tension, like, almost constantly. And a lot of games don't do that to me. So, did you guys play Dead Space 2?
I played a lot of Dead Space 2.
I have a sealed copy of Dead Space 2 sitting next to my television.
I got pretty far. It's one of those games for me where I got probably very close to the end, and I just for some reason stopped playing it, probably because I got a new game. And I just never went back to finish it. But I liked it too, and yeah, I still remember some of their set pieces. Even though that was thinking about much earlier in the year. But I remember like the daycare one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's all I remember. But yeah, it was good. I liked it. Didn't make my list.
Well, then what did make your list?
Let's see. I don't know, but my Vita 16 gigabyte memory card just shipped from Amazon Japan.
That's the greatest news I've ever heard. Now, what's your damn game?
They're worth $1,000, right? Is that how much those are?
That it's 4,500 yen, which is probably like 60-something dollars.
That's crazy.
Right. Well, that's what the prices are. You know, the Vita's coming out on Saturday.
Great.
Tomorrow!
That's fantastic.
I ordered four of them. I'm going to give them away on CAG.
Oh, I thought you were going to use them like four at a time.
Yes. I am going. Actually, I'm going to fill up my bathtub and take a wee bath. I mean, a Vita bath. Why do they call the Vita? It's a stupid name.
So they could have the slogan, Live the Vita Loca?
It's stupid. What number are we doing here? Number three, right?
Three.
My third favorite game of the year.
Yes, please.
Very contrived, this whole
You know what? You could suck my contrived.
I'm again full. What did I say?
Whatever, credible aim.
Credible aim.
All the credible aim goes to me.
Forza 4 is my pick, which was the game I was looking forward to a very long time, and it totally delivered. Ty and I had a lot of fun, continue to have fun playing this game. And you know, we spent a lot of time playing Gran Turismo 5 this year before, you know, basically waiting for Forza to come out because I knew Forza would be better, and I was right, of course. And we had a lot of fun with it, and Gran Turismo is fine. But Forza 4 has so much more stuff in it. It's like there's a whole nother game, at least one other game inside Forza 4 compared to Gran Turismo. I'd say maybe like 1.5 more games in there. If you know what I mean, Wombat.
Oh, I know it. I've had more than 1.5 things inside me. Wait.
What?
Did I say that out loud?
Fingers?
Huh? Anyway, Forza?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, all the customization you can do and all the work you can do on the cars, the auction stuff, you could just spend all day playing with the auctions. The Auto Vista mode, which is, you know, unfortunately, they put about 40 something in there, maybe less, but it feels like there's room for more. And they haven't released any DLC with that, paid or free. But we like that mode a lot. We went through all the cars, Ty and I, and of course, all the driving shit is awesome as well. It's awesome. They give you so much to do in there. This game could have been higher on my list, but I have to say, like, I did use Raptor a lot to look at my play times and help that mold my decisions. Number three, Forza 4.
Woo. I heard that game's better with Kinect. Maybe that would have bumped it up your list.
I refuse to try it with Kinect. Even though I have it, I just refused. So for like the Auto Vista mode, you can look into the cars. You know, you're basically exploring the outsides and insides of a car. And I guess I just can't see how using Kinect would make that better. How could it be quicker and easier?
I don't understand why, even if it doesn't make it better, you would have such disdain for the idea that you would refuse to try it out of hate.
I don't know. I just refuse to try it. And you know what?
It's not that you refuse. You just don't want to.
And not only did I refuse. Well, whatever. Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Not only did I not try the Kinect, I went out and I bought the steering wheel, the wireless, what do they call it? The speed wheel.
Yeah, there's that commercial on YouTube with Kevin Hart playing with that thing.
Oh, okay. So we bought that, and we actually we're getting our money's worth out of it because Ty uses it to play Cars 2, and so he can actually steer a little bit with that. So that's pretty good. Anyway, that's my number three pick.
I saw a copy of Forza sold at GameStop this week because the woman that was in there that was looking for Kinect games. And she wanted a game where she could hold her hands up in the air and steer.
Well, that she found it.
I guess you can do that in that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, you
there's a market for
you,
that.
You didn't know that you could do that?
It's not that I didn't know you could do that. I probably forgot you could do that because
you blocked it from
I'm
your
never
memory.
Gonna do it.
Right. They demo it a lot at the various trade shows. But I've never, I had no interest in that. That's why I didn't take the Kinect out of the closet. I don't care to do that.
It sold at least one copy.
I'm sure it sold a lot of copies, you know? Or two, maybe. By a lot, I mean two.
That's plenty.
Yep.
So my number three game of 2011 has the highest BMQ on my list.
Right.
And that would be Batman Arkham City.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and basically all the same reasons you enjoyed it. It is an amazing game. It's great. It's got lots of Batman in it. I think my only problems are, yes, it's not as groundbreaking as the last one was, but no other game I played this year does hand-to-hand fighting better.
It's very visceral.
It
looks like it hurts.
It totally does, and you feel like Batman. And any game that gives you the feeling of being Batman... you know, wins in my book. And everything about Batman, whether it be the gadgets, the punching in the face, or or even solving mysteries. But yeah, because Batman punches, you know, it's like, I have to figure out who did it. This is who did it. Punch in the face.
Right.
And that's the Batman MO.
The Penguin voice acting choice. I don't think we like that, right?
I wasn't a fan of the British accent. It was done by Nolan North.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
So why did they make him do it with a British accent?
I don't know, because they didn't want people to think Nathan Drake was the Penguin.
Right.
But yeah, I'll double check that now, by the way, so before people get all...
Right. All right, so that's your number three.
At me. That is my number three. The next topic would be, what do you feel was the best and or worst new trend of 2011?
I didn't understand, is this supposed to be a general...
Why don't you give me this example of this, yes. Wombat?
Yes.
Okay, so I think the best trend of 2011, and Cheapy, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think this was the first year, maybe in a very long time, that I think there was some real retailer competition in the marketplace for video game sales.
That's interesting, because our choices are the same, because I wrote down here... basically, everything is on sale at release now. Everywhere.
Yeah, I think this is the first year. And I think, you know, the Kmart getting involved in video games had a lot to do with this. I think Amazon matching everybody's prices had a lot to do with this. Best Buy trying to get into the used video game market had a lot to do with this. Toys R Us basically, you know, giving away free diapers with games with gift cards for $20 to $40. I mean, there was just a lot going on with a lot of retailers that, you know, 2 years ago, you wouldn't... Yes, they sold games, but they weren't the places you go to buy games.
But it's not just that. It's the speed at which things go on sale. So even new releases, almost every new release that came out this year, with a few exceptions, but not that many, you could get at least a $20 credit somewhere, minimum. I mean, Skyrim didn't have it. Modern Warfare 3 didn't have it, but
Skyrim's going on sale this weekend, though, right?
I haven't looked at the ads yet.
I think Toys R Us has it for $40 this weekend. I
see. But yeah, you didn't have to. The thing with this year, and this is my choice, is that you didn't have to wait for the sales. They happened at release or at pre-order, which was this is the first year where it was just so widespread and almost everything was eligible. So, I mean, look, hell, even the 3DS, which is supposed to be, you know, selling like gangbusters, and I guess this is the reason why, there's been so many deals, hardware deals. I mean, $50 gift card with a 3DS. Like last week, every store had, it was 30 to, one store had 30, one store had 40, one store had $50 gift cards with a 3DS. I mean, that's after the huge price drop. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's crazy.
I agree. It's crazy, but it's a big benefit. You know, yes, I know that the current state of the economy has a lot to do with that as well. But, you know, it's a good trend is a good trend, and I'm not going to fight it.
Right.
Shipwreck, do you have any good trends of 2011?
I'll stick with that one. That one sounds like a good trend.
That is a good trend.
You didn't have. What did you have?
I didn't have anything for this. I couldn't think of anything.
How about a worst trend of 2011?
I don't have one. I couldn't think of one. I mean, I was going to write... the basically HD versions of old games, but
no, a lot. But then I was like, I kind of like those.
Yeah, me too.
I see the Tony Hawk HD gets announced. I'm like, finally.
Yeah,
a few people mentioned that one on my Twitter as well. But I agree with you guys. That doesn't really bother me that much because you know it's not like I'm being. No one's twisting my arm to buy these either. And some people really enjoy them, like Shipwreck with Tony Hawk. I think that. What really bothers me, a lot of people are bothered, and this was the most commented thing on my Twitter feed was the Project $10 and how it's now changing to being where it's either a feature of the game that's being withheld or removing parts of the story.
Right, Batman.
They did with Batman. Yeah, whether it be the multiplayer or parts of Batman. Whereas in 2010 with Mass Effect, it was an add-on level that really felt like DLC, that was the Project $10. But it no longer feels like DLC. It now feels like you're paying for the complete game. If you buy it new, obviously it's not an issue.
You asked this question on Twitter, is what you're saying? And a lot of people responded with that.
Yes, that's what people responded with. What really is bothering me about this as well, and this is an issue that's come up with a lot of people, and even some people in the industry that I've spoken to, is the EA login system.
I've never had a problem with that.
I have. I had a problem with it once before, and it makes me nervous. I'm neurotic enough where it's the kind of thing where, you know, I lost my Dragon Age 1 blood armor because I used the wrong login. And there's no way for me to recover that content that is usable in Dragon Age, Dragon Age 2, Mass Effect 2, probably Mass Effect 3. But I'll never be able to use it because I used the wrong login when I bought and played Dragon Age for the first hour.
Right. Well, you know what? That's not a bad choice for a worst new trend is like the third parties getting into, like, you know, just basically wanting you to create an account on their site to play their game. So while, of course, we're used to doing it for Xbox Live, you know, we're not.
I don't think that's a new trend.
But now everybody does it. Now everybody
became more prevalent this year when it was. Now EA is banned. If you get banned on EA's forums, you can't play your game anymore because your login doesn't work. That's new.
Your account is getting banned.
But yeah.
You know, Ubisoft is doing it. Uplay.
I love Uplay. I can't talk enough about it.
And it's so annoying because the third party ones.
It's kind of neat, though. I will say it's kind of neat that
it's slow as fuck.
Well, that's not kind of neat, but it's kind of neat that like if you have a PS3 game, like you played something on PS3 and then you play their next Ubisoft game on 360.
Right. The implementation is shitty, though. Platform. The idea is fine. It's all about the implementation.
Yeah, and the implementation, the customer service needs to be better. It needs to be much less rigid. If I used, you know, wombat5277@gmail.com and then I change it to wombat5277@aol.com, I shouldn't lose all my content.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
It's all about the implementation. And the Ubisoft one, like I have the, they came out with this Assassin's Creed card game for iPad called Recollection, and it's really cool. To play online, you not only have to connect to Game Center, the Apple matchmaking thing, but you also have to be connected to Uplay. And the servers are down a lot, and then you can't play. It's annoying, intrusive.
Exactly. And I do have a
worse new trend that I'm thinking of.
I know what it is. The 2011 CADcast Favorites Awards.
that was what I was thinking earlier, but I had forgotten about that.
Right.
No, it has to do with iOS games as well, mm-hmm. or iOS or whatever games. The fact that now most of the what are free games, it's getting so hard to tell what's an actual free game and what's just a demo that then you're going to have to like pay $6 for after you play for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like they need to separate that crap out. Like, they need to have a, hey, this is actual free, and this is a free
version.
Freemium.
Yeah,
or
light version.
Yeah, this is something that you're going to have to pay to upgrade.
I don't think I've run into that problem buying games. Like, I know, like, there's the games where you have to buy like, the Smurf berries and stuff. You know?
Well, but it's not even that. It's just like,
right, I know you're talking
I don't
about.
Run into it because I don't experiment on their service anymore to download stuff that I don't know what it is because I don't feel like going through and downloading something and then finding out that it's not a full version of a game.
It's not exactly a big investment of time, though, to do that. The whole thing happens pretty quickly.
But it does happen pretty quickly, but then I have to go through and delete it. It's just annoyance.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it clearly could just be a different category. Like, actually free and not actually free.
Right.
They can call them that. That'd be great.
And by the way, to get back to the worst new trend thing, you were talking about the online pass earlier. I have no problem with online pass. Like I think they're entitled to do whatever they want to get us to buy the game new. Well, within reason, I guess. But from so far what they're doing, I don't – like even the Batman thing, like that doesn't bother me with the Catwoman.
It doesn't bother me as much either, but I could definitely see it bothering people. You know, and what if you don't have your console online?
Buy game new. Oh, that's a problem. Right. And it's not even on the. Yeah, that is a problem.
What if you just don't have your console online? I happen to know a good 3 or 4 people who just.
I know somebody too. Yeah.
Their consoles just aren't online. And why should they suffer because of a very arbitrary thing.
They should make the game cheaper. They should make the game $50.
Or something.
They're going to do that.
Yes.
But even still, it's, I don't know. There's got to be a better way.
I agree. It's not a perfect system, and it may or may not even really be a necessary system.
All right. What else we got?
What is your second favorite game of 2011? GPD.
GPD. My second favorite game is Saints Row the Third, which, you know, they bribed me by having me in the game and sending me an autographed copy of the game. So that's why. Well, they didn't bribe me enough, obviously. They're not number one. But I've been having a great time with Saints Row the Third. I've sort of been waiting for my DLC to come out before I don't want to advance through the story too much before I can, you know, see myself in the game. But it's so much fun. I mean, it's like I said a couple of weeks ago, it's one of these games where you can really go off and just not do the game, the main story, or really even any story. You can just mess around, have fun just killing random gang members and getting into gang wars. Just because I guess as silly as the game is, and as much as the game is known for its craziness and just, you know, lack of regard for anything decent, the core mechanics of the game are great. The aiming and shooting and, you know, driving and flying, it's all great and really fun. And that's what's, I guess, really makes the game so great. It's not just the silly stuff, but everything underneath that is solid and fun. So I just unlocked, and I guess this isn't much of a spoiler if you've watched the videos, but you can get one of these jets that can hover, a hover jet, I guess you call it, vertical takeoff and landing.
It's a VTOL.
VTOL. Yeah. Ship, you know this. You probably fucking build the engines for that shit. And it's awesome. It's so fun. You just, you know, you push the B button and you see the engines sort of rotate around and it makes the awesome sound. And, you know, you're jetting through the city, which is, you know, created pretty coolly in the game. I don't know. It's an awesome game. And I played co-op for the first time yesterday, and it's perfect. It's just like playing, you know, just like if I was sitting by myself, but, you know, a friend was playing. It was great. It worked perfectly. And even the horde mode was pretty fun. So yeah, number two, that's my pick, Saints Row the Third.
Robert, what's your second favorite game of 2011?
It's Portal 2. We've already talked about it a little bit.
We did. I didn't talk about it too much because I had an inkling it was on your list. Why is it your second favorite game of the year?
I played through the single player of this game 3 times.
Wow.
Which I never play through a game repeatedly. Never.
That's like, pretty crazy. Enough.
I played through this 3 times a single player and close to 3 times on the co-op. Something about this game really got me hooked. I just loved like everything about it and finding all the little things like you're talking about, all the story elements that are just kind of like hidden away.
I blew your mind that everywhere. Day.
Spoilers.
I'm not spoiling it, but you could tell, did I blow your mind that day?
Oh, that stuff? I don't know. I don't even remember what you told me.
Oh, yeah, see?
His mind was so blown that it's actually gone now.
We had a little argument. I remember, this is one of the reasons why I like the game so much. I wouldn't call it an argument, a conversation, where you didn't believe me about a certain spoiler, and we found, like, edited out sound clips that were posted online.
Oh, but that they were edited out, but that meant that that wasn't canon, because they weren't in the game.
It's canon. See, you're never having the argument again. That's what makes this game great.
That's
but
awesome.
But you were so far. That was like one of your arguments, and the other 4 I completely dispelled. I remember that part of it.
Yeah, it's fact.
Cool, but I see what you're saying. The fact that you could have this an interesting discussion about
that
it.
That we could have a conversation about a plot point and whether or not it's legitimate or not makes this an amazing game. Whether one yeah, of
in
them,
a puzzle
whoever,
game, yeah,
exactly.
A puzzle game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong, even though I'm right. And but
it's got the best characters of any game this year. Too,
100.
That I've played.
Yeah, that's true too.
Like every character in that game is just great. Even the co-op robots, they're hilarious. Like I played through the co-op online with friends. I played through it with my wife on the couch. Let's see here. I put. 28 hours into Portal 2. And yeah, I loved every minute of it. It's a great game. Like my 1 and 2 this year on my list, they're like leaps and bounds above like when I was trying to think of a number 3, 4, and 5.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Mine are sort of, see, mine are all pretty, I think like my list is much tighter than yours, I guess. Like,
I think my top five, I think my 4, 5 through 2 are all in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Not interchangeable, but they're in the same wheelhouse. Right. I think my number 2 game is definitely my number 2 game. And that game for me was Deus Ex.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Deus Ex Human Revolution, I'll be more specific. But I really enjoyed that game. I thought it was one of the best RPGs I've played in a long time. It did remind me a lot of the Deus Ex that came out for the PlayStation 2, which I enjoyed. I know it wasn't considered the best of the Deus Ex games that came out previously, but I still really enjoyed that, and I had very vivid memories of playing that game.
When you say the Deus Ex for the PS2, what,
that was Invisible War, I believe?
Well, the original Deus Ex came out for PS2.
Did it? I don't remember the original one coming out. Okay. Well, I played the second one. And okay. And which I know isn't considered the best, but you know, it was also 10 years ago, and the fact that I still had memories of it had me excited to play this game, and this game was leaps and bounds beyond that for multiple reasons, but it just was a very enjoyable game. It did so much right. It wasn't perfect. I would say that, you know, some of the upgrades, you kind of had to make decisions early on which direction you wanted to go in. But the upgrades were unique and creative enough where I didn't really mind that much. You know, when I figured out what my character was early on and stuck with it, it also, you know, it's the kind of game where if I really had the time, I would love to go back and play it again as a different type of character. But it really was an amazing game. I enjoyed the story for the most part. I think the strength of this game as, you know, a future setting RPG, which you don't see very often, is I don't feel that the story was particularly intrusive, which I think was one of the major benefits of this game. Yeah, you played it a little bit.
You're sure you played Invisible War before?
That's the one, right? That's the one that came. What are you doing to me?
I'm just saying Invisible War only came out for consoles on Xbox.
Was it
the
Xbox?
The original one came out for PS2.
Maybe
so
I'm trying
to nail down.
I think about. Then it was Invisible War on the Xbox.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry to offend you.
I just want you to be right.
I liked the Human Revolution, but I sort of, why did we stop playing it? You know,
it's long and kind of boring.
Maybe that was it. I think the combat, the actual first-person combat, to me, feels so far removed from a first-person shooter in terms of the feel of it, that it's a big turnoff for me.
I liked the action sequences of this game. I think some of them were extremely well done. Slight spoiler, I guess, is, you know, one of the portions of the game actually takes place in an office building, and that's the
like
whole.
Every part of it takes place in an office building.
Well, no, this one actually takes place in an office.
It's either that or warehouse.
Where you start in the basement and you work your way to the roof, and I thought that was
the one with the gray walls.
Yeah,
the one you're talking about.
And it worked.
They're brown, dude. It does look cool. It looks better than what we saw at E3.
Yeah,
it gets.
Oh no, yeah. It definitely does. I still want to play it. I played very little of it, and I watched a whole bunch of Mrs. Shipwreck playing it, but it looked like it needed less repetition. But I'm glad you liked it.
I did like it. Thank you. What was your least favorite and or most disappointing game of 2011?
For me?
Yes, you.
My least favorite game. I have two different ones here.
So do I. No, I have two. Yeah.
Okay. So least favorite. Was one where I got to pilot a river barge for about 20 minutes. And in between that, there was an escort mission as well.
Wait, can I guess?
During the river barging. Yes.
Is it Thor?
It is Thor.
Yeah.
Thor, god of thunder. The river barge king himself.
Why would Thor have to be on a river barge for any more than 1 minute?
Poor game design.
Can't he fly?
He can.
Uh-huh.
You fly. I'm pretty sure, if I remember this correctly, you fly to the area where you get on to the river barge.
Like you're flying around going, oh, is that a barge?
This is the way – I don't care about spoilers for this game. Obviously, nobody could play it. This is the way this level – and this is about three quarters of the way through the game, and I quit playing after this. So this barge, there's like a big ogre that is pulling the barge that you are kind of like steering. So you are making sure that that ogre doesn't take too much damage from – I don't know, like elves or whoever Thor was fighting. They're like on the sides of the river. So every once in a while, you have to get off the river barge and kill the stuff on the side.
I'm already done with you talking about this.
No, we're almost there.
Okay.
So you do this like five or six times. You have to get off the barge and you get back on the barge and you're going down the river. And then you get to the end of it and you get off the barge. And then you have to fight the ogre that's been pulling your barge the whole time.
That's not very nice of Thor.
Terrible game.
Right.
Terrible game. Yes. That's my least favorite.
So what's most disappointing?
Most disappointing for me was Brink.
Brink. Right.
Yeah, that game had a lot of potential, and they did nothing with it. Mm. All the class stuff that they had was really cool. The way that you could like get through the environments really easily by like free running and everything was great. They had all these interesting mechanics.
The customization was cool.
Yeah, the customization was cool, but there was pretty much not much of any game there. Like, it was just you're doing the same thing over and over again, and single player was just boring as all get out. Online, it just turned into everybody standing around objectives and shooting at each other. Yeah, just an overall disappointing game altogether.
All right. I had a hard time coming up with this, but I eventually came up with Blood Rain Betrayal, which was a game that we saw at E3 this year and looked really awesome. But we didn't get to play it. We only got to watch somebody play it. And that, I think, is where the game falls apart when you try to play it because it's like impossible to control. And I was really looking forward to that. I actually like Blood Rain. I don't know. I'm one of the few people who enjoyed the Blood Rain games. So yeah, that was disappointing. Least favorite. That's my most disappointing. Like least favorite. I won't play anything. I don't know. Like if I have a least favorite, because if I don't like it, I just will stop playing it.
What about Kinect Adventures? You want to say that one?
I can say that. Yeah, I didn't like that.
I know you didn't want to. No, I know. No. I enjoy that game, but you don't.
I don't like any. I mean, what are the other? I'm sure we could come up with some other Kinect games that I didn't like.
Well, what's something you just stopped playing?
Yeah, there was no game that you were like, this is garbage, and you just stopped?
No, because I would never buy a game that would be garbage. I wouldn't spend the money on it.
Unlike me.
I mean, do you buy games that you think that you? I'm pretty safe. Like I don't take a lot of chances.
I bought my least favorite game of the year. Because I thought it was important to talk about on our show.
Uh-huh. What was that?
That game was X-Men Destiny.
Oh, right.
The game that... Yes. Marvel games are terrible. They're just flat out awful.
Nope, that Wolverine game was good.
That Wolverine game was good. Well, I'm sorry, Marvel games in 2011 were pretty bad. Captain America
was okay.
Captain America was okay. And
Spider-Man was terrible.
Anything that has pinball in it is also very good.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Marvel Pinball, and Captain America is a really nice bargain game. But X-Men Destiny is the ugliest game I've played this generation. Yeah. It just had nothing going on with it that was... The gene collecting thing was a relatively redeeming quality, but there was so much repetition in the genes that even that started to lose its luster very quickly. It was just a textbook definition of what not to do. If is playing
a river barge?
It's that's the only thing it's missing is a river barge. It might as well have a river barge. Is it doesn't have these are the things that it does have going for it. No river barge, no stealth, and no escort missions. It does have a follow the guy mission though. But that game is really awful.
I have a least favorite game.
Okay, tell me.
It's exciting. Oh, I just forgot it and now I turn the page. No, it was MLB Bobblehead Pros for Xbox Live Arcade.
All right.
Remember I bought that and then like everything was extra. They don't tell you that until you buy the game. Like all the other modes that they advertise as being part of the game, like Home Run Derby, it just is not there and came out as DLC like a week later or 2 weeks later. Paid DLC, of course. So fuck that shit.
I agree. Right, that's a very good choice. My most disappointing game of the year is Dragon Age 2.
Maha.
It's a game that, you know, I went into it, like I said earlier this show, directly from finishing the final piece of downloadable content from Dragon Age 1. I played that entire Dragon Age game in anticipation of Dragon Age 2. And Dragon Age 2, I will admit, graphically looks a lot better. I do prefer the more tactile control of Dragon Age 2. Even the streamlined inventory system was much better. But the actual game itself just felt like it was thrown together in about 15 minutes. Every map was the same, and I'm sure you've heard this before. Like, every cave had the same layout. Every house had the same layout. It was like four different maps for 100 different areas.
Nice.
And it was so obvious that it was almost insulting.
Right. So you were personally insulted by Dragon Age 2.
I was insulted. The game insults your intelligence.
Wow.
That's,
and yet you finished it.
And I did finish it. I played the entire game. I put like 40 hours into that game.
Right. All right. And it was still the most... Well, all right.
I didn't say it was my least favorite.
Right. I got it. Okay.
I didn't say I hated it.
I got you.
I am
That's
just
fair.
Disappointed in the sense that I really wanted it to be, you know, I was expecting a top five game of the year.
Right.
And I don't know if it would crack anyone's top 10.
Right. All right. So that's it. So we're up to the last thing here.
Do we all want to say it at the same time?
Yes.
L.A. Noir.
Okay. Ready on the count of three. One, two, three.
Youporn.com. What? Oh, games?
Games. What's your favorite game of the year?
Skyrim.
I would be playing Skyrim, but I took an arrow to the knee.
Right. I would be playing it, but my wife is at work, and she doesn't let me play it without her.
She's still only like, how many hours have you sunk into that?
A lot. Even I mean, you know, because of the horrible patch situation, we've been playing a lot without any of the patches, so it's not. I guess it stops registering.
That same thing happened to me, yes.
So, I mean, we must be around, I want to say 50? Because without it says we're at 34. No. So I'm going to say 40, 44.
Yeah, I'm at 45 on Raptor, which probably brings me up to about 55, 60.
Right.
And Chip, we already discussed that you're at 110 hours. And did you play twice today already or just one time?
Let me hear the Skyrim schedule for the day today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
I got up at 6, played from like 6 to, or wait, played from about 6:30 to 8.
Okay.
And you then took a dump from 6 to 6:30.
Yeah. I took a shower.
You pooped in the shower? That's gross.
We've talked about it before.
That's true.
And then I got home around 5, and I played from 5 to about 8. So.
Solid.
Yeah.
That's
I pretty much
insane.
Almost knocked out all of the Civil War quest just today.
I don't even know what the Civil War quest
me
is.
Neither.
That's what's
me
so crazy.
Neither.
Actually, no, I haven't.
You know what the Stormcloaks are?
I do. I know what it is. I'm saying, but I haven't even like done that yet. I've done the Thieves Guild. I've done the Dark Brotherhood. I'm I think, a quest away from finishing the companions, and I'm about halfway through the story. I'm 65 hours in. I told you this the other day. I spent probably a little too long just seeing how far north I could go on the map. Jumped in the water and just kept swimming just to see what would happen. Yeah, eventually it says, you cannot go this way. And I'm like, oh. And I did find the ship graveyard. Did you find the ship graveyard?
Dude, his name is Shipwreck. Of course he found it.
No, I haven't done that yet. Oh. There's so much, like, there. All the people at work have this game where I work. Like, everybody has this game.
Well, they sold 10 million copies, they said.
No, it shipped 10 million copies. Oh, it sold about 3 million copies.
Okay.
Yeah, but everybody has different stories. Like, they're all talking about stuff, and I'm like, I've played this game for 110 hours. I have no idea what this person is talking about.
Right.
There is so much to see in this game. I really do not understand how they fit everything onto one DVD. Like, the game looks great. Every stinking cave you go in looks unique
and awesome.
Yeah. And awesome, yeah. Like, you want to see everything in this game.
I love the weather effects. I love the ice and the snow. You feel the ice and the snow. You feel the trees and the green when you go further south. It's just, it's so well put together. There's so much to do. And like you said, everyone has a different tale to tell, a different story to weave of their adventures in Skyrim.
Like the video you sent me yesterday, Wombat. He sent me a video of the guy who only uses his fists, and he shows you how to...
And that was amazing. It's an 8-minute long video on how to upgrade your hand to hand. And when I first saw it, I'm like, okay, well, I'll watch 30 seconds of this. Next thing I know, I had watched the entire 8-minute video, which I never did.
It's funny.
It's fun. It's funny. And you're like, oh my God. Yeah. It's like, I didn't know you could do that. So
basically he tells you to work on your
heavy armor
and smithing.
Smithing. Yes.
Smithing.
He calls it smithing in the video because it's funny.
And then at the end of the video, he can make all the crazy armor. What do you call it? The Daedric armor?
Daedric.
Yeah. And he's killing giants with like two punches.
It's pretty badass, actually. It's pretty awesome. It is pretty awesome.
I want to do that. Is it too late for me to do that?
I don't know if it's too late for you to do that, but you know, hey, it's a reason to start a second character when you finish this game.
No, I don't want to do that.
Only crazy people do that. I am that kind of crazy person. I guess the one caveat we should throw in there is that we do feel bad for, I know that there's a lot of issues with the PS3 version.
And so, well, the 360 version got the shitty patch also.
Well, yeah, but the new patch came out today and it was never unplayable. I don't think it was ever really unplayable.
Right.
The PS3 version.
Been able to resolve the PS3 stuff?
As far as I know, they have not been able to resolve the PS3 lag issue.
Oh, I thought they came out with a patch today too. I thought it just came out later in the day.
I know it came out in Europe today. I don't know if it came out in the US. Oh, okay. Yet. Maybe by the time the show is up.
At least on the 360, I just kept getting every patch they put out and kept playing the whole time. So I don't know. You come across glitches, but like, there's so much to do. As long as you don't get a glitch on your main, like, or one of the side. Like,
just save a lot.
Stuff.
The key is to save a lot. So that's it, Wombat. We love Skyrim, obviously, and that's a big shocker to everybody that we all chose it.
I think it might be my favorite game of all time. I can't think of anything
that's better.
That's better than this.
I don't disagree with you, to be perfectly honest. I can't find a reason to argue why you're wrong. Especially when my favorite game before this was Oblivion. I just feel like that you've embraced my addiction. So I kind of appreciate it.
Yeah. The one thing that they could improve on Skyrim, I think, is the dialogue between characters. Like, there's games that do dialogue a lot better than
Skyrim. I find that most of the dialogue in this is even skippable.
Well, that's the problem. And who's the dude, Tim Tressel? What's his name? The guy who writes for Grantland?
Jim Tressel?
Yeah.
The guy from Ohio State?
No, what's his name, Wombat? It's Bissell. Bissell. He wrote an article about Skyrim, and he's basically saying that, all the dialogue, the secret shame of everybody who plays Skyrim seriously is that they skip all the dialogue because it's it's the combination of it's hard to write a game like that, and also that the static camera shots of the characters talking. Like, Mass Effect does it perfectly. Everything looks like it could be in a movie, but, you know, this looks like a video game, just a person standing there talking at you. Yeah, if it had that, it would be, you know, it would just take the game to even a higher level.
Yeah, and I'm guessing they're going to get that to that point on these games, because this is so much better even than Oblivion was with the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's much better than Oblivion was.
Yeah, but it does drive me crazy too when, like, I walk into one of my houses, like the what's the little helper person that helps you at your house?
Leprechaun.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm looking for. Every time I walk in, they act like I'm not supposed to be there. Like, they say something like one of the canned phrases of don't try anything funny or whatever.
Oh, the guards? The what?
No, this is somebody who's my helper. Like,
I'm in a house you own?
In a village.
Oh, okay.
In a house I own. Every time I walk into this house, this person is accusing me of, like, basically breaking into my house.
You should take that person with you on a mission and just let them die.
I don't take anybody.
Introduce them to a giant.
Right.
You go solo?
I do everything solo.
We know that. What else? Is that the end of our awards show?
That was the big finish.
I think that was our big finish. I don't know what else we could say other than if you're not playing Skyrim, really, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right.
I like the picture you just posted on our outline.
Yeah, that's a picture of the dildo room in Saints Row 3. Noted, do you see the ceiling fan?
I do see the ceiling fan.
It has dildos on it.
I know, it makes me uncomfortable.
It should. There's dildos coming out of the wall. It's everywhere. So, all right. So that's our show. Our favorites of 2011 show. And maybe there'll be more next week. I don't know. Do we want to talk about anything else? I think we're done, though.
I think we did a nice, long, full show.
Excellent. I am supposed to be, for those, here's a programming note for those of you. I am supposed to be on the 8-4 podcast. The Vita special podcast that they're doing next tomorrow. I guess it'll be up on Saturday, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know if I'll actually have a Vita before I do that show, and I don't, you know, but that's the plan.
Well, if all goes according to my plan,
yes.
Tomorrow, or maybe while you're listening to this, I should be having lunch with Chinese food with the folks from Remedy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, darling, you'll have the mushu pork.
That's. I'm hoping that's what they all sound like.
Where did we say they're from? Denmark?
Finland.
Oh, Finland.
Yes. I wonder if they'll finish their Chinese food.
And on that bombshell, I think it's time to say goodbye.
Bread's done.